It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than sheep farts. I stand by that statement. Chat room, Denpen, DavinComedy.com, live broadcast. Click it. Watching Facebook, Davin's Den. Audio should be a little better tonight, hopefully. Audio is still better on DavinComedy.com. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
How's it going?
It's been better.
You are old and decrepit.
I am old, decrepit, cranky, loser. Yes, all of the above.
That's what got you the gig.
And say again?
I said that is what got you the gig.
Yeah.
Let's see if Joe is there.
They're stumbling and bumbling. That must mean Joe is upon us.
Joe, are you upon us? No. No. That must be extraneous stumbling and bumbling that you hear.
That was him, whether he'll own up to it or not. I know that was him.
I don't know. I didn't hear a clap to trigger the electricity, so who knows?
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Fine. Why?
Just asking.
Yeah, he's like you said it like there like you felt there was something wrong.
Well, I mean, I'm sensing a little bit of less energy, and I also just know that you've been stressed by, the house and other things lately. So I was just wondering.
Oh, we got more house shit to talk about. It's kind of like scamming scammers. It's an ongoing segment. More house shit.
Yes, it is.
Ah, this fucking house. On the show, there's Joe. Hello, Joe. Joe?
How's it going?
Good. call and response. On the show, and School of Fools, Ohio Republicans propose suspicions of greatness can get you to third base. Texas gets sued by parents who say keep your nose out of our kids' pants. In an outstanding display of spite, Florida Governor DeSantis says it's a shame about the Rays. We'll tell you what ingredients should not go in a Juneteenth salad. Fart stories, it's time to count sheep, farts, and scamming scammers, which Michelle will fake Davin talk to this week. So here we are.
You never know.
No, we don't know. But you guys now seem to feel like it's going to go on a little longer now that we got Michelle, who didn't know that the time was up. Now Michelle before wanted gift cards to play video games. Now Michelle just wants to go on leave. She's a fickle woman, my Michelle. You never can tell. Well, well, well.
She is all over the place.
Well, 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 my Michelle. I don't know. Hopefully, you guys.
She's kind of messy.
Hopefully.
And
what?
She's messy and not. I don't think that she is actually very loyal either.
Oh, I don't know. You know, here's a little quick aside. So today I got hit up by another scammer on Instagram. And her guy, this was new. I'd never seen this before. She said that she wanted to be she wanted me to be her sugar baby. Not her sugar daddy, her sugar baby. She was going to just take care of me.
Oh, wait a minute now. This sounds lucrative. And how did that? Are we going to hear more about this conversation?
I don't think we will. That's why I'm bringing it up. I don't think we will, because all she needed for me was for my bank. She didn't need my bank information, not yet. She just needed my bank, and you know, I told her to pay me in gift cards, and she said I could do that myself. And she's like, "Are you going to give me your bank information or not?" And I called her pushy, and she's like, "Huh?" And I called her aggressive. But yeah, the whole thing was she stumbled upon my Instagram profile. Here's another thing about these scammers. They message you, and like in my profile is a picture of me, and then they ask you what you look like. Listen, stupid. Stop 5 seconds. Stop 5 seconds so you can see what the person looks like so you don't have to ask that question. Because you see, it's a complete put-off that way. Oh, I happen to stumble upon you and not even fucking notice who you are.
And what would have made them make the decision to, like, hit you up in the first place if they didn't know what you looked like?
I think it was just a mass bombardment to see, you know, cast a wide net. It was kind of interesting, though. I guess there might be somebody out there. Wow, here's a strange profile of an average at best looking woman who wants to be my sugar mama, and it costs me nothing. I just have to immediately give her my bank information. Like, we've established no rapport. She's going to have her business advisor just send it right on over to me. Also,
it's just, and who is the, you know, sense of self that says to themselves, you know what, I am a damn good looking catch. I can't understand why women are throwing their cyber panties my way. No, I see that.
Well, with this person, you didn't even have to be that damn good looking. You know, they want to be your cyber mama before they even really know what you look like. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But who says, you know what? This sounds completely legit. Here's my pin.
I was hopeful because, you know, with these mounting bills for the house, I was like, you know what? My ship comes in. I am single. I do live alone. Yeah.
Yes. All of a sudden, yeah. I'm exactly what you're looking for.
All I have to be is loyal and supportive? Why, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, it's just kind of interesting. It's a different approach, whereas opposed to, you know, they're in dire straits eventually, or, you know, they've inherited some money and they need you to finagle some type of deal for them. This one, let me just throw money at you right away. Let you help me launder money. That would be good. Can we do that?
I actually get this pitch all the time. People just want to give me money for no reason whatsoever.
I wanted the money. I just wanted it in the form of gift cards. I wanted to listen to music and play video games. But
actually, I want the money in the form of chimney repointing. Can I get that done?
In chimney repointing?
Yes, I would like to be paid. If somebody's going to be my sugar daddy, I want them to repoint my chimney.
What does that even mean?
Well, it means that they...
I'm sorry to interrupt. We can't hear Pip.
Oh, really? Not at all?
Yeah, not at all.
That's weird.
What the heck? Yeah, that's very weird. Oh, we had this one before, but...
it's got to be on her end, because you guys are coming through the same microphone.
Yeah, that's very strange. Let me see if there's something.
I'll tell you what. You go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. You're going to hear her loud and clear. Because I am looking at the monitor, and when you guys speak, it is loud and clear.
Huh, that's very weird. I don't know what the problem is. You guys can hear me, so it's not like my phone or anything.
Put your volume on the computer. Let's see what that sounds like.
Like this?
Yeah, how's that now?
It makes an echo.
Yeah. Is your microphone on your computer? Shut the volume off. Make sure your microphone is on your computer.
I never have my microphone on.
Yeah, but your computer does strange things. Sometimes it gets shut off. So.
Yeah, it sure does.
So why don't you see if the microphone is on?
I'm looking.
You can actually do a mic to...
Well, you know, there's kind of like hold music when you're going to start messing with your your
they're also,
stuff on
they're
your
also
computer.
They're also saying that the audio isn't switching over to me either.
I don't know, man. Go to davincomedy.com. Huh. That's real. Really, the audio's better there. I've been dealing with Zoom tech support for a month and a half, 2 months. I don't know what to tell you guys. We're probably going to pretty much end Zoom. I don't know. But I don't share the videos after the show anymore because I can't get the audio right. Zoom is working on it. Don't know what to tell you. Don't really know, but there is a much better way. There's a reason why I pay for the stream on davincomedy.com. For the live shows and for the podcast. Crystal clear. Crystal clear. So, don't know what to tell you. I mean, I guess, I don't know. There's probably a way to shut off the volume on Zoom, possibly while you're listening, or just don't even look at it. It's not like we do anything that exciting, to be honest. It's not like this is a great visual spectacle that we're putting on here.
I know. They want to see our facial expressions, but most of the time that's not exactly the treat you're looking for.
No, I mean, I can go into Zoom. I will go into Zoom on my end. Let's see. Can I even do that? I don't want to X out of this thing, to be honest with you. I don't want to go. I don't even. It's weird. I don't even know if I can get into settings. No, I can't even. Let's see. I cannot even get into settings once I'm live.
Wow.
So. At least I don't see how I can. There might be a way, but I'm looking at the bottom. Let's see what Moore says. No, Moore says just gives me the option to stop the live stream. So, I don't know. Only reason I really have no interest in doing the Zoom anymore. Honestly, there's not much point to it. We don't do much visual with it. It's just costing me money that I don't have. And with all these technical issues, it's not really worth it. Haven't been able to get it right in quite some time. I've tried everything they've told me to do. So, I don't know. Not really that interested in it anymore, to be honest. Be completely honest. It's not really worth my money, nor my aggravation, the time I spend emailing them back and forth. Tonight, I was supposed to do something different. I had a different setting for Pip to be in here. But we can't do that to try to eliminate the echo because I thought last week the echo would be eliminated. It was eliminated for Pip, but it was not eliminated for me. Let's see. I mean, I got there. I mean, try saying something right now. I am holding the microphone right by the speaker. Why don't you say something?
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about whatever they want to hear.
You know what's weird? Hold on.
Well, there's actually.
Hold on. I'm going to try something. Let's see. Because for some reason, right. it's not switching. I don't know why. Immersive.
No.
But I don't know why. I don't know. Original sound off. Selector microphone. Microphone array. I don't know. You know what? I don't feel like wasting any more time with it, to be honest with you. I see that it's not working. I don't know why. You could tell people in the chat to go to the other place. Go to davincomedy.com. Hit live broadcast. Audio is crystal clear. I don't know what to tell you because I'm not fucking wasting another time with it. I see that yet again. It's there's something going on with the Zoom, which I am paying too much fucking money for a month, where it's not switching over when somebody speaks.
That's very strange and very annoying.
I mean, I will end this broadcast and do it one more time, but that's going to be the end of it. We might not even Zoom next week. I might just cancel it because I spend more fucking time doing Zoom. It's not necessary anymore. What are we? It's not like we're doing anything visual. It's like we do zero visual with this. Nobody wants to put the into it. When the audio is working better, it's fucking echoey. I've tried everything to fix that, and they whatever. I mean, I've been kicked up to level 2 tech support with Zoom. I will end this. I will try to change the settings, and then that will be the end of that. We'll still be on the phone, and then after that. But really, I tell people all the time: go to the audio, in the live, or listen to the podcast. I don't know. End meeting for all. Bye, all. Let me try to set this now. I will go into settings again. See what the hell is going on. Audio. test. No, I don't want a test speaker. What the hell is it? The input level's working. Suppress. I don't want to suppress. Music and. Meetings. I don't know. Should not be this hard. Sign process. What the fuck is that? Zoom apps, background effects, recording, statistics, audio, video. What's the video? Mirror my video. Always display. Turn on my video. Hide non-video. I don't know. I don't see anything. I'm sure there's a way to do it. But, so, fuck it. Let's not do Zoom tonight. How about that? How about that? Because I'm over it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, it's being a pain.
I get nothing out of it. I get all that does is drain money from my bank account. And I think I'm going to tell him, you know what? I think I'm going to tell him tomorrow, you know what? I'm just going to cancel the account. Because for regular Zoom, you get 45 minutes. It costs me money to pay for us to do it like this. It's not really worth it.
No, and it doesn't work very well. So it's like,
I'm sure there's a setting, but I don't know what it is. You know, like, because I actually could see it that you guys were not showing up. It was not switching over. I mean, now if you want to Google that, you can. If not, we can do the fucking show. How about that?
Okay.
Fucking stupid Zoom. What a waste of fucking time.
That is.
Really is. It's a shit. You know, maybe we'll go to Skype or something. Maybe we'll just do that. There's other products.
Skype?
What?
Can we do Skype on Facebook?
Probably. Wait, I don't know. Probably. I don't know. I'm kind of over Facebook, too, if you really want to know the truth.
Well, you know, it seems to reach more people, but we could just post on Facebook that to go to your website.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this gives you like a notice when you're live, but what's the point when every week there's an audio issue?
It just aggravates
everyone, including me.
Yep.
What a waste of fucking time. What a waste of goddamn fucking time. Hey, maybe somebody's got an answer that has all the, oh, we can't hear you. Well, maybe somebody has a fucking answer, because I don't, and apparently tech support doesn't.
I don't have an answer.
I
don't know how it works. I just don't get it.
I don't know. It should be pretty easy. There's got to be like a setting. Here, I'll try the old way. Let's try that. I'm using the app. I will go to zoom.com. We'll try it this way. Because I didn't play with any of those settings. You know what? I'm going to fucking unplug this too. I'm going to unplug the microphone. There we go. I don't give a shit.
I'm about to call it a night. How do you like them apples?
Let's see. Do-do-do. Welcome to a new and improved experience. Lies! It's not new and improved. I don't care what's changed. Holy shit. Really? They're going to do this now? See what's changed. Really? I actually have to click through a bunch of shit just to start a meeting. Can you believe that?
That's ridiculous. It's like, just get me on.
Yeah. All right. Meeting. I want to host a meeting with video on. Let's do that. Open Zoom meetings. All right. Share screen. Join with computer audio. Yeah, let's test the microphone. Check, check, check. Boom. All right, what's the microphone? Same as system. Fine, yes. All right, now I will invite you to.
Okay.
Copy invite link. Bam. Come on. Get out of the way, you whore. That is sent, and now I will launch it on What the hell? Where'd I go? Where'd I go? Come on. Come on. There we go. Now I'll put it live on Facebook. You got the little invite? There we go. One fucking minute's wasted.
Ah, you fucker.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, it just keeps opening with my super secret name.
Ah. That is not a Zoom. Well, that probably is a Zoom issue. But I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that either.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. Let's see.
There we go.
All right. Got it. All right. Now speak.
Okay. Ruff.
It's still not.
It's not changing over to me at all.
No. It's not. Fuck Zoom. How do you like that? Fuck Zoom. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really annoying. Like, why all of a sudden? You didn't change anything. We didn't.
Let's see. Mute. Choose background. I don't want to. Spotlight for everyone, hide self-view, edit for... No, I don't need to do anything. Oh, there is something to rename, but that's another time.
Yeah, no, I did that. I changed my whole account name, so I would stop doing audio. That, but it...
Audio settings. Just... Let's see. I want everybody output level. Let's see now. Talk. Why don't you talk?
Okay. This is what it sounds like when I'm using this... New Zoom meeting.
You know what? It's coming through my speaker. Nice and clear.
Okay.
But, or maybe it's, I don't know.
But it's not changing over to me on Zoom, so it seems like it's not registering.
Now, how about this? How about fuck Zoom? Can we do that? Can we stop with this? I'm tired of wasting time with this.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, Zoom. Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye, Pip. We'll just do it audio. This is fucking stupid.
Okay.
Well, we will have to do the show without seeing Joe's all NASA background. It will be difficult, but we shall get on. All right. All right. And meeting for all. Is everybody there? Joe?
Yeah, what?
Is Joe there?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. It's fine.
Okay. All right. You got anything to talk about, Joe?
No.
Good. All right. Well, more house problems. Have another loose stair on the front stairs, which are made of concrete. But are they? We've already fixed one stair, so my contractor's fixing the second stair. And what do you? How do you think they tried to attach these stairs? The other people.
Oh God, I'm afraid to ask.
Take a guess.
What do you mean attached to the stairs? Do you mean how the slate is attached to the cement?
Or yes. Yes. The slate, the part that you step on, how that's attached to the cement, or the part, well, the base of the stair, how the flat part is attached to the base of the stair. I wish I had better descriptive words for stairs, but I do not. So that's, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
How do you think they attached it or tried to?
They probably used a cement. They didn't probably attach it with cement, but probably used like a cement adhesive.
They used sand and glue.
No.
Sand and glue.
Sand and glue. What kind of maroons?
They just did. They built this apparently. Either when the house was built or whoever did repairs did it the cheapest, stupidest way possible.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I've never heard of such a thing.
So eventually, every one of those stairs will have to be, like, have to be redone with cement, like we've already done now two of them.
Oh, my God. What are they thinking? What could they possibly be thinking?
You know what it is? Somebody either... I can only imagine that they took advantage. I'm hoping they took advantage of whoever was in charge You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm hoping somebody didn't go, okay, and go, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's use some glue. Like, let's say not the same type of glue that we use for the tub. We'll use different glue.
Right. That's it's really unbelievable, because who would, I mean, even, like, I am not, like, handyman supreme by any means, but it's like, I know that that's ridiculous.
Yeah, as do I.
I think the next thing you need for that house is a match and some gasoline.
That's already been discussed.
Yeah, but the other, I mean, we talked at one point about you, the ability of you to be able to sue somebody over these housing issues or not. Is that still a possibility?
Yeah, but I don't think this would fall under that.
No, this is just ridiculous contractor shenanigans, and you didn't hire them, or did you?
I didn't hire the people that built these stairs.
No. Yeah, so, yeah, that doesn't work at all. Jesus.
It's unbelievable.
It is quite endless being a homeowner. I mean, we've talked about this a lot, but
That's not true.
It's outrageous.
I had another home. It wasn't like this, because...
No.
That home was built 5 years after this, and that home, the construction was not known for being outstanding, because they put them all up. They were townhouses. They put them all up quickly. The only thing that we, you know, was top notch, or not top notch, but the only, you know, the cabinets were of good quality. But it wasn't like, you know, but it wasn't this. And the people before us, I guess, maintained it. And we certainly maintained it. But this house, it's just every corner. This house has had so many corners cut, it's now round.
Holy crap, that's bad.
I live in a round house. I it's like I live in a fishbowl.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I found all kinds of, like, homemade stuff. You remember when I talked about the old house that I shared with my brother, and there was stuff that came out there, not only because the house was old, like, really old, but it was also just somebody fancied themselves a handyman, and they would not.
Yeah, I don't think this was that. I mean, because there's just too many corners that were cut. You know,
yeah.
This was obviously intentional. You look at the house, and it looks nice, but you know how they say it has good bones. This house was not given milk.
Yeah. It was not given a proper chance to grow up to be a nice, sturdy house. It was just like, you know, here we'll do this little bit, and then, well, let's see, how can we save some money? Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, basically right now I am in the business of giving this house calcium supplements. That's right.
Oh,
woman.
God.
Laugh it up.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because this is, I understand, because I've been there with, you know, I mean, I told you guys about how I had to completely clean off the mold off of the walls in my living room before everybody knew what a terrible issue black mold was.
Mm-hmm.
These were little circles of mold that were all over the walls, and I, like, cleaned it up, and I scraped it, and I repainted it, and the paint would not adhere. It was to the old paint because it was peeling off in big skins, because they told me that the previous owner had used some kind of homemade paint.
Homemade paint?
Homemade paint.
What, like the natives used homemade paint when they went to decorate their teepee?
No, I mean, I don't know what they were thinking or what they made it out of even, but that's what this guy who was a painter told me was the issue. And I was like, holy crap, that's the problem.
They made their own paint.
They made their own paint. And you should not be able to grab a little bit of, you know, like if there's a hole in the paint color and you grab the edge of it, you should be able to pull an 8-foot strip of paint off the wall.
Yeah, really.
That's, you know, that. No, and in our bathroom, they had plastic tiles on the wall, and I put a screwdriver under one end of one of them, and I ran it along, and all of the tiles in that row popped right off the wall.
See, they made it easy for you.
Well, the demolition of that bathroom, which I did all by myself, thank you very much, was not as hard as I thought it was going to be. But I not only took the tiles off the wall, I broke down all of the walls, which were made with plaster and horsehair, and I put it in boxes and carted it away. I took it down to the studs, that stupid room.
Hope your studs are better than my studs.
Well, they were holding up the toilet okay.
So that's not, you know, I was just thinking, you know, I could actually do this so we could see each other and just not put it on Facebook because we can hear each other.
Oh, that'll
fine.
Be good.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. But okay. I'm probably gonna cancel Zoom. So we'll just do like the free version and have to reboot it because it's not worth the money I fucking spend on it. So that's not the only expense. So we are ordering new doors. New doors got ordered today.
Wait, doors for where?
A front door, like a door, a back door, and two storm doors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's completely like rotted. You know, like, of course it is, like around the wood. And there's a big space between the floor and the door. So, you know, my wife couldn't have that. And I will tell you, the price of doors has gone up.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that. The price of everything's gone up, but it was bad, huh?
What?
Also, the availability of doors. Anthony's been with him. That's one of the reasons the house is behind schedule. They're waiting to get doors in and stuff like that, you know?
Well, I mean, they still tour around the living members. Oh, that's not what you meant.
Excuse me.
Like, he's going to be waiting for Jim for a while. But, like... The latest is October. The earliest is like 2 months because of supply chain issues. This company says they are ahead of other companies. That could be just a line of shit. I mean, you could go to Home Depot and get a door. But, you know, this guy made sure to tell me how bad those doors were. He also told me how bad the competition's doors were, which, you know, not really a fan of. We used this company for the old house. The good thing about this company is they give you a lifetime warranty, which is kind of nice. But
cool.
This guy, like, you know, like the stereotypical salesman, like on?
Yeah.
This guy was that. Add to it. A lot of flamboyance.
I do know that personality type.
No, I don't know, but I mean, like, you know, prideful flamboyance.
Oh, I see.
it was a nice guy. It was over the top. Like you know, I generally can only handle that for so long, but even my wife's head was spinning.
Oh, boy.
This was the guy selling you the doors?
Yeah, but I mean, there's only so many options, I guess, for a door. But I, you know, it's just a lot of money. But yeah, very, very flamboyant. It's fun. I like how, like, some of these salesmen will tell you, like, a certain thing is ugly. Like, they did that when my wife wanted to buy a car. And remember I told you, like, they said, oh, that color's ugly? And it happened to be a color she liked. And he was, like, doing the same thing, too. Oh, that pebble design on the bottom of the door, that's ugly. I go, what happens if people like that? Why would you say that?
I know. As a salesperson, you be damn sure that you're not talking bad about the stuff they like. I mean, you can't walk into a house and go, oh my God, look at this place. Who decorated
this? No. I mean, it was a product that they were selling. Like,
yeah,
what?
I know, even worse.
Yeah. So I'm just like, okay. We had it at the other house. I guess they call it a kick panel or something.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It was just usually where I put my foot because my hands are full of stuff. But yeah, so I guess like, pebbled. I guess so. It's like textured. Are they called pebbled kick panel? Apparently, that's outdated. Yeah. Okay. I didn't even notice. Couldn't care less.
You know, I find that a lot of people get really excited about, you know, walking into a room and going, oh, you have to update this. Why? Why?
Well, dear, because plaid and wood paneling are no longer in.
Well, you know, there's people that get, you know, they have to update something so often, and it's like, oh, whatever's trendy. And it's like, you realize that trends come and go, and it's like, if you like something and nobody else likes them, they can go fuck themselves. How about that?
Yeah. You know what? In my kitchen, when I get my kitchen redone, my kitchen is white. It's got white cabinetry, and it's got, like, the marble-style top, or the Corian-style top. I'm going to get a redo, you know, if I do it, but you know what I'm going to do? In white cabinetry again, and then going to get like a marble sort of top on that. You know why? Because that never goes out of style.
Well, yeah. What color white, Joe? There's all different colors whites, as I found when we painted all stuff. Is it mascarpone white? Is it linen white? Is it cotton white? Is it eggshell white? What color white are we looking at, Joe?
Well, that's the paint. That's the paint. You got to work the paint around that.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And in a kitchen, sometimes if you have white paint in a kitchen, you know, I have white paint in the kitchen. It's rough to keep it clean. Also, on you know, faucet fittings and that. In my old house, I had polished brass in my small bathroom off my bedroom. I had to replace the trim and stuff like that. I couldn't do it. And what was frustrating me is I'm the fucking guy that does it. And I couldn't find it. I finally found some. I wound up spray painting it with a waterproof paint, and it looked nice. But I was telling one of my associates, one of the supply houses, I go, next house I get, I'll always get chrome everything. Chrome never goes out of style. If you have to replace it, you can, you know, you could swing a dead cat and find 90 things in chrome. You know, so it's a convenience, you know?
We are going with the we are going with the polished nickel.
That's nice, too.
The polished nickel. I chose the polished nickel because it matches the hardware in the kitchen. So if we're getting a kitchen door also, it might as well be polished nickel. So, but I let the wife pick the color and the design because, honestly, I couldn't. I just was not that interested because I saw Benjamin Franklin and Abraham Lincoln and George Washington flying away. I just don't care. And it was like, oh, whatever. Whatever you want. I don't care. Whatever. I just – so we actually let my daughter pick the window style because there's all different window styles you can get. Do you want 6 panels or 9 panels or 4 panels? I couldn't tell you how many panels we decided on. Don't care.
I know. I think that when people are going through renovations, they start to get this – paralysis from too many choices, and I can see myself falling into that because, you know, it's like you think you know what you want, and then they present you with all these options, and it's like, you know, I'm done. But, I don't know.
You know, nine times out of ten, from what I find, my personal thing, it's usually the first thing that you like, you know, and you're like, this is what I like, and you look around, and you wind up getting that, you know.
Now, my wife usually – I'm usually the one to hang in there and decide. My wife usually – like I did the kitchen – the bathroom. My wife usually gets the paralysis. But I got to tell you, I did not – I would have been fine with the Home Depot door. Sure, it's not insulated like these doors are. Sure. What?
Let me tell you a story about buying stuff at Home Depot, okay? I learned this about when I bought my windows at my house. I also learned this along the plumbing business. Basically, what Home Depot will do is there'll be a meeting between Delta Faucet and Home Depot and go, this is the price point that we want to sell on this faucet. And Home Depot will go, we're not going to pay that. We want to pay this. And it's like, we can't sell it to you this. You know, we're Delta. And they turn around, well, we're Home Depot. Figure it out. So what they'll do is they will use a lesser quality faucet in a Home Depot store. Sometimes the SKU number will be look the same, but the SKU number will be different because of the SKU number where they cheap it down. So you might find, you know, so if you're seeing it at Home Depot, it's cheap, you know, it's cheaper. It's and it might have a name brand on it because the name brand kind of cheapened it down to get it to the Home Depot store. On a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of name brands, it does happen. Now, in regards to BrassCraft, the valves, BrassCraft, they'll sell at a lower price point in Home Depot, but it's genuine BrassCraft because they'll buy literally almost $100,000 every 3 weeks in one store. So if any of the supply houses, you know, complain, BrassCraft tends to go, fuck you, you know, I'm sorry, this is what we're doing with the big box. So at least with BrassCraft, if you buy it, it's genuine.
Wow, I didn't know that. But you know what? In a different consumer venue, a lot of times when you go buy the bag of cereal instead of the box of name cereal, the bag of cereal is the same stuff.
Yeah, you have to look at where it was manufactured on the back of the box.
Well, this is the sky telling you. Like their doors are insulated. They use a better quality steel. You know, again, I have zero interest in the doors. Like, I would have been fine with like a double door, but then you can't get a storm door for the double door. And we need the storm door because, you know, people leave the door open and then you're looking for a cat. And who the hell wants to do that?
Yeah.
Oh God, no.
So, yeah. So what do you think these two doors, two front door, back door, plus two storm doors are going to cost me? Oh, then it's like funny.
Probably run you about $8,000, $9,000 install.
What do you say, Pip?
Oh, Jesus. I haven't bought a door, like, ever. I have no idea.
Well, the funny thing is, like, he comes with one number, and we're kind of balking. Then he comes with another number, and we're kind of balking. Like, the numbers keep on going down. Like, we're just like, nah. Not that we got a good deal, necessarily, because they probably start really high. We're paying 12. 12.
Wow.
12. That was way more money than I anticipated.
Damn.
But, you know, front doors are pricey, and the back doors are pricey, you know, and you're buying quality stuff, you know, so it's... How long do you think you're going to be in that house? Another 10 years, 15 years?
Another 3 months, Joe, if it works out right for me. I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, because we stayed here because of my daughter. I've made it clear that I have had it with the weather and the taxes. You know, I don't leave the house enough to encounter people. So, you know, I liked my neighbors before. I don't really know the neighbors now. So that's not a thing. I don't know. I mean, I guess at minimum 6 years for.
All right. Basically, when I was self fencing, you know, people would come in and go, well, we're looking for a fence. And I'm like, well, what kind do you want? Well, what kind of would you recommend? And I go, and this is what I would tell people. I go, if you're moving in and you're raising your kids here, and you're going to watch them grow here, and they're going to go to college, and then they'll come home, you buy the best you can get because you're going to have it a long time. If you're like, well, gee whiz, what, 6 years, 7 years, then you kind of get the less expensive stuff because it's going to last that amount of time. It'll still hold its value when you sell the house. And then you move on. So every step you go, I mean, if people are stuck, well, this is guaranteed for 30 years. Well, you know, well, what about the other one? This is guaranteed for 15. Maybe you want to go with the 15-year one. You're not going to be there 15 years. Maybe you go with the 10-year one. So you got to ask questions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's very funny. When we bought this house, the lady who was selling it to us, the home inspector, no, the realtor, was saying, you know, the roof, you know, how long is that going to be? How long has it been there? And she's like, oh, well, it's this many years old. But if I know my husband, he bought the 30-year tiles. And then when we got the home inspector, they're like, yeah, no, he didn't. This is going to have to be done pretty soon. So we knew.
Well, then on... Well, we're getting the better quality. Now, the interesting thing is, We used this company for the other house for the sliding doors that we had, the glass doors in the dining room that went to the deck and the front storm door. They're still guaranteed for life, even though we don't own the house anymore. That's pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So like, when you hear that, you go, eh. That, I mean, we haven't told the owners now, but you know what? If you're selling something, that's kind of interesting to tell them.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal. And, you know, like, they'll guarantee that, you know, and one of the things is when it's guaranteed for life and it's guaranteed, you know, it's like, well, how long are you guys going to be in business? You know, it's like you could go out of business.
Yeah.
There was a company that we rep, and it was heaters, wall hung heaters. It was called Eternal. And it was, you know, it was nice, and it was Eternal, and that was the name. So they went out of business, like, in 7 years. You know, people would call up and go, well, what do I do for a guarantee? We don't know what to tell you. They went out of business. You know?
That's a good point. Because, like, I've done that with, like, with stuff like Radio Shack with, like, cables and all, and they're gone. Although they still have an online presence, which I don't know if somebody bought the name. I don't really know what the hell is the thing. But, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do consider that when, like this roof company, they're like, oh, we've been in business all these years. And it's like, okay, but I don't like to buy expensive things, like big ticket items from fly-by-night kind of companies. I mean, I thought it was really a great idea when Mr. Helix bought his old Saturn, because he got really good use out of it. It was a great car, but now they don't exist. You know, so reasons
they do in your driveway.
You get rid of the car, you can't get parts anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you could. There's no listen. If the Cubans are getting parts for cars from a 57 Chevy, your husband can find a part for a 92 Saturn. I just
really.
Hold on. I just sent you guys a link. So if you guys want to do Zoom just so we could see each other, I'm not going to post it on Facebook, but just so we could see each other if you guys are interested.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, Joe. Go on.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, basically it depends, like, on the material you buy. Like, I got like, when I was in the fence business, there was one place where, you know, the posts were guaranteed for life. And what would happen is that some of the posts would start rotting out. They would start rotting out. And we would supply the posts. People would go, well, aren't you going to install them? No, it's the material. If I got to bring in a crew, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars. And that was a lot of fun times on the phone with consumer affairs on that one, you know. but the thing about it is with buying quiet, like my roof, the roofing company, I researched the roofing company. The guy did my coworker's roof was recommended. He did my roof. I recommended it. But what I bought. They show you the package that you could get, and I got the membrane sealing from GAF. I've got another a special coating on there from GAF. I've got the actual shingle, so it's a whole package where it's guaranteed 30 years. Now, if this guy decides to go out of business, GAF has been around for over 120 years. They're still here. They're going to be here, you know, so I could always go to them, you know, to at least I might have to pay for their labor, but the material was, you know, the material is guaranteed, and I got the really good, solid package on there. So the one thing I don't have to worry about is the roof. And believe me, on my old house, my roof, the replacement roof was installed in 1985. My mom had it done. So I'm going into like 2010 with this roof that's just about done. It was not fun. You know, so to have a good roof is good.
I'll let you know.
Have a good roof is good.
I'll let you know in 18 years if I have a good roof or not, or sooner.
Did you get GAF? You get a good quality shingle?
How the fuck do I know, man? They
You gotta know. You gotta look at everything.
Listen, I got a 20-year warranty on the roof.
Right.
I got a 20-year warranty on the roof. So if something goes wrong in 20, you know, if I can find the paperwork, but you know.
Right.
So and this Friday we're having the landscaper come. And he's going to be cutting a bunch of trees and pruning stuff and taking stuff out. What do you think that's costing me?
Oh, that's probably going to be $2,500.
Holy shit, now I see Joe talking.
Yeah.
20. What? All right, now you talk, Pip.
Okay, I'm talking away. Talk, talk, talk.
Well, now
talking
it's
away.
That's That's weird. It went to Joe, and Joe's not talking. Now it went to me.
I'm talking now.
Yeah, now it went to you.
Sometimes it does that, even when we were doing the show. The little box would go around the wrong person. I don't know why.
Now, Joe, all right, so I am paying two for that. But that is not – does not – he's going to get – well, apparently we have a ton of poison ivy on this property, which is fun. But that does not include replacing the trees that the deer eat that are used for privacy and fencing that off. That's going to cost another couple $1,000, I'm sure, too.
What I would do is I would put a nice 4-foot picket fence. Or a nice 4-foot fence over by where the driveway is on that sideline where your neighbor, you're right on your neighbor's line there. I think you should put something up there.
It's not a terrible idea. Hadn't really crossed my mind until you said it. But I don't know. I mean, there's something pretty about the trees and all. It's like it's a very pretty property. Like especially if we could get it under control. But I got to tell you, if everybody could get out safely, I wouldn't mind it in an ashy gray at this point.
Ash being the optimum word?
Yeah. I wouldn't be. But, oh, we'd have no place else to live. We'd find a place. We'd be okay.
There was when I was taking acting lessons, going to acting school, you had to do a monologue. I actually did this in my set, but I go, in the monologue, the guy, it was about a guy my age that was frustrated and went room to room to room pouring gasoline in each room in his house. And he would speak about how upset he was and nobody cared. And he'd go to another room and how upset he never cared. And I get done with the monologue and every time people go, that was amazing. No, that was Thursday. I'm just
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I have had it with my nosy neighbors. We just had the landscaper come this morning.
Oh.
Actually came and met with me yesterday, and I pointed to everything I wanted killed. Now
you pointed to your neighbors? Yeah, everything.
What's that?
Pull a
hitman? Yeah, you said I pointed everything you wanted killed. I said you pointed to your neighbors?
Well, you know what? I would not admit this on the air now, but no, the guy that owns the company is away on vacation, so he told me to call his manager, and so the manager agreed to meet me after work here, and I walked around. Mr. Hillix had to do something for the radio station, but then he came out and met us, and the manager and another guy walked around the yard with me, and I pointed to all the stuff, and I'm like, burn, kill, murder.
Yeah.
He was like, you get me? You know what I'm looking for? And he's like, yeah. So the two of them are like, yeah, okay, we know what to do. Well, then two other guys.
I like the way you say, you get me? Like you're Mark Walker. What are you?
Like, are you following? Partially because I wanted to see if he was getting the concept of what I was trying to do, but also yeah. I am just kind of making sure this guy's understanding English, So, yeah. So we're talking to him, and then two completely different guys show up here this morning and start doing the work. Now, this totally frustrates me because this is where the communication breaks down. They think they know what to do, but I've just spent all this time pointing specifically at things that need to be dug out or cut back or whatever to a different person, and now these two guys are left behind to do it. And, yeah, they did an okay job, but they missed a bunch of things. And it's like,
well, call them back.
You have to come back and finish it.
So what did that cost you?
Be landscapers. I mean, they're not there because Harvard was too crowded. They're dope. Believe me. And I'm not being nasty. I ran fence crews for years. They're morons. Yeah. You got to watch them like hawks.
Yeah.
Like a blue
and
hawk.
It's like, it would have been great if somehow manager guy could do a drive-by later and see if they did what I said. And maybe he could take it upon himself to say, no, you missed this. call the customer. Sorry, we missed that. We'll come back tomorrow and finish up. Whatever. But now I got to call the guy and leave and have him tell the guys, no, you didn't finish. So, it's just always, everybody I know is sick to death of chasing workmen around, trying to first of all find one, get somebody that has helpers that can do the job, and then following up with them with the stuff they left off or they fucked up. It's exhausting.
Well, I think you're right. I'm in that boat, but I think Joe nailed it on the head. I mean, there's a reason why a lot of these people, not all of these people, why a lot of these people are doing the manual labor and sweating their tuchus off instead of in a nice cushy job that might involve a little more thought. Let's just put it that way. So what did this cost you?
And the thing about it is, you know, like I said, how could you say something like that? I ran fence crews. You should see the shit I had to deal with.
So what did this cost you? What did this cost you to keep the government off your back?
You know what? Didn't even ask the guy for an estimate because I've been dealing with him for a long time, and I was just like, just do it.
That's the type of money this girl has, Joe. Pip's got that big spending money. Just do it. Money is no object here. Make it beautiful. All right, that must be nice.
I will go into debt if I have to get it done.
Good
so
for
I'm
you.
Just like, just fucking
good,
do it.
Good for you.
I tell you, in my house, like my driveway, I want to get my driveway resealed. But the thing about it is, and I mentioned it before, the cement ribbon that goes along the curb, the cement curbing, is by the end of the driveway, it's done. And the guy that is my HOA rep, I told him one day, he goes, well, tell him that you're getting your driveway redone and they need to fix it. I haven't had a chance to call because I don't think I need to redo it. And it's one of those things. I love my house, but when I pull up, it bugs the shit out of me. I drive around my neighborhood. My development's pretty big. I drive around my development like a lunatic looking at everybody's driveway ribbon to see how they did that, you know? I'm surprised they don't call the security guy on me. You know, it's one of those things, man. We all work hard, and I don't know about you guys. When I pull up to the house, I want everything just so, and if it's not, it bugs the living shit out of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I understand it.
I'm kind of in the boat where Pip is. Like, I'm just so – it's just too much too quick. Like, for instance, first of all, my wife's got to stop looking around the house. That's a problem too. But so we finally, like, put stuff away in the kitchen, and we got the brand-new floors in the kitchen. And she found this spot on the floor that's, like, bubbled up and purple. It's, like all discolored. So,
what
I mean,
it
has a lifetime warranty, so now we got to call and bring them back. Not a lifetime warranty, excuse me, like a year warranty, and we just got this shit. It's like we're not going cheap on this stuff, but it's just constant.
Endless chasing people around saying, you know, it's all good except for this. And it's like, why didn't you notice this? Why do I have to chase after you? Because I noticed it after the fact. There's no quality control. There's no pride in workmanship. There's just, get it done right away and hope that they don't have the energy to make me do it again.
Well, here, you know, the interesting thing was we actually got a quote from another landscaper. He was doing our neighbors. He walked around. I said, you know, he wasn't going to do as much as this one is. This guy actually came here for the siding, but he also does landscaping. And he gave me a quote, and I said, okay, let's go. And he was supposed to come back to do the rhododendron before, because they have to be supposedly cut by a certain time. I don't know, these sensitive fucking plants, whatever. And so he was supposed to do that like within a week or two. And he couldn't give me a date on when he was going to come and do the house. The rest of the house, and it's like sometime in July or August. And this is, you know, a few weeks ago. This guy came up, got a quote, doing more stuff, more expensive. So I messaged him today. I said, all right, what's the quote on the siding? He goes, I'll get it to you tomorrow. Because again, I had my roofer come to give me a quote on the siding. He still hasn't given me the quote. So after a couple times of chasing him, I stopped. And so I asked him, well, when can you do the landscape? He's like, I can be there Friday. I'm like, okay. You got the job. This other guy who I said yes to, you know, can't be bothered to follow up, can't be bothered to give me, you know, a date or anything. So he's going to come strolling. I'm going to be upset.
That, you know, that now is the guy the roofer knows, or it's the roofer does it on no pun intended, on the side.
Our roofer is a roofer insider. So I asked him, bless you, I asked him when I figured out that I needed siding to give me a quote on that. Because he had to fix something on the roof anyway. The shingles weren't laying flat on a few of them. So he had to come back, lay them flat. So he goes all around the house, measures everything, a few weeks ago. I still have not gotten that quote. And I had messaged him a couple times. I was going to give him the job without getting another quote for the siding because I was happy with the roof. I was happy with the price. I got a good price on the roof. I was going to give him the job without bringing other people in. But again, because he could not be bothered, and I wasn't saying you got to do it next week. If it's 3 months, 3 months. But tell me, I'm on the calendar for 3 months.
You know, I tell you, some of these guys, and I have a buddy of mine. We worked together at one of the fence companies, and we did a lot of side work together. And he is one of the most no bullshit, straight up guys I ever met in my life. You know, no fucking games, no nothing, straight up. So basically, when PVC got popular, I kind of got out of the business when PVC started to take in. So I really wasn't that abreast to it and doing the quotes. So Ron would help me, you know, my buddy would help me. And it got to the point where I'm giving referrals to PVC out to him. He's not calling him back. He's not, you know, doing this. And the thing, well, I'm busy, and it's like, well, just call me or call, you know, just get back to us and stuff like that, you know, because he never got back to me. And customers were pissed at me, and I got pissed at him. And he never called me back. I didn't even know what happened to the guy. But it was weird because he was one of the most straight-up guys, no-nonsense guys you'd ever want to meet. I had a buddy of mine, he's a family friend of Joanne's, very nice guy, very, very good guy, and another no-bullshit guy, and he's in the cabinet business. And he was saying, you know, I'm starting to get a lot more business. I'm getting a little overwhelmed. I told him, make sure you get back to your customers. You can quote them. You can't, because I'm telling you right now, with my customers, it was a big fucking problem. You know, if you can't get to them, tell them, or, you know. So a call is better than no call. Tell them I've got
you. Yes.
Because, you know, let me tell you something. You're small business, and you're doing our jobs. You're getting up early. You're doing the job. And now it's tonight. And now you're doing estimates. And you do it. If you just call the customer and go, look, if you can give me another couple of days, as long as you're getting back, because it is a reflection on how the job is going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's this long on the estimate, what's going to happen when I put a deposit down on material and now I'm getting the runaround and getting everything installed? So it's for anybody in small business, that is a very, very big key thing.
Well, with the landscaper that we had talked to, that was one of the neighbors. Again, he gave me a price. I agreed to it. I wasn't going to ask anybody else. But, you know, he didn't come back with the rhododendrons. He can't tell me when he could do my house because it's a big job. You know what? This guy's coming Friday. So by the time this guy rolls, the first guy rolls around, I'm going to be like, listen, man, I'm sorry. You couldn't give me a date. I got somebody else to do the job. I can't rely on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Davin, you're going to be dicking around with this all summer. But by the time this shit gets done, it's fucking November.
Exactly. Well, the thing with the landscaping is,
in July, you want to enjoy the house for the summer. Get his ass in, get him to work. Fuck
well,
for the guy.
Well, the thing with the landscaping, you guys have both been here. Some of the plants are too close to the house, so it increases moisture and everything. So I got to get that stuff taken care of, especially if I'm going to get siding. I can't. That's why I like my contractor. I don't have to chase so much. So that's why, you know, and he's diligent and everything. That's why I like him. Yes, Pip, he's registered in New York. I asked.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. It was funny. He just did my hairdresser's house, and there was a lot there, a lot to do.
Did he take a little off the top?
He actually said he didn't make any money on it because there was so much. He's like, they're really happy. He had to bring in a crew to help him with it. They were hard workers. But he's like, no more friends. But yeah.
Well, it's funny because my across the street neighbor, who's a really nice guy, he came over because he saw us walking around with the landscaper, and, you know, we told him the whole saga about one of the neighbors or somebody turning us in, and he's like, what, the Board of Health, what? And so, yeah, we're like, yeah, so we're talking a lot about it, and, you know, he, it's so
you're
funny,
he's always
there. when I'm making some kind of major decision, because, like, I had, when I bought my car, we had to stop here to get my license plates. And so he came out and it's like, hey, good looking car. What did blah, blah, blah. And the salesman's with me, and he's probably rolled his eyes going, I can't believe now the neighbor's involved in this sale. It was really funny. So the same thing happened. So Mr. Helix and I were out with the neighbor, and we were talking about the landscapers. And so then when they left, and they left some stuff undone, I was at work, and these two guys are kibitzing out in the lawn saying, yeah, look what he didn't do, blah, blah, blah. And the neighbor noticed that we have these trees on the side of the driveway, and the branches had grown too far out into the driveway. And he goes, are they going to come back and do this? And Mr. Hillock thought that they were, but I'm like, they don't do tree stuff. So luckily enough, he goes, they don't have to do that.
Hold on. They don't do tree stuff? That a landscaper doesn't do tree stuff? That's like a hooker who says she doesn't do butt stuff. Well, what?
Slow down. A landscaper will take care of, but taking a tree down is a whole different thing. And you've got to know what the fuck you're doing.
My guys are pruning trees. They're taking shit out. They are doing the full thing.
Pruning is one thing. Well, taking a tree down, you've got to know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, well.
Well, both of you, they're not taking a tree down, but they just don't mess with tree trimming or any of that stuff. So, you know, like everybody's got a guy. I know a lot of people in the area. I'll get somebody. This was just a little bit of the small branches that had grown over the driveway, and they were just close enough to our cars where we park that Mr. Helix would always say, every time we try to get into the car, it sticks to the face. We're battling these things. It was, you know, annoying, and when it's raining, they're full of water, and you have to walk through them, and you're drenched. So our neighbor came over and just said, you know, there's really only like three branches that all the other little stuff is coming off of. I got a tool. And he came over and sliced those branches off for us.
There you go. Yeah, you don't want to get you don't want to get scratches on Mr. Helix's Saturn. I understand.
Well, I told straight in my old house, I had there was a tree that was on a property line of me and my two neighbors. They come over one day. They go, so you don't mind if we take that tree down on the three corners there? And I'm like, no, I don't mind. All right, thanks. Have a good day. They come back a week and a half later, knock on the door. Yeah, it's going to be 200. Oh, good. Each. I go, I was a lumberjack. I'll get you a chainsaw right now. I'll get it down. I'll put it in my, oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not paying that. You know, I could have had the damn thing down in 10 minutes. I could have had it cut up, thrown in my van, go to the, give me $20 to go to the dump, and I would have done it. I'm not going to sit there and go, that had the tree guy fuck all of us. You know, and believe me, that tree, no matter, if that totally felt wrong, it wouldn't have fucked anything up. You know, so it's like, I'm not going to sit there and pay, you know, if I can do it, I'm not as much now as I'm getting older, but if I can do it myself, and I know how to, I'll do it myself, you know? I mean,
yeah, but Joe, not everybody's got a neighbor that was a lumberjack.
I know, and it's like I'm a lumberjack and I had to do it. When we had Superstorm Sandy, it took down the fence in the back, and the insurance company covered it. And it's like, all right, have a fence company give us a bill or an estimate. Joe Curry Fence, here's my, you know, Curry Fence. Here's the estimate, shit like that. You know, I had the stuff delivered. I put the, you know, that was my job. I put it up myself, save money there, you know.
Well, Joe.
Nice.
Well, Joe, I might need the, that's right, the fence, that we called the fence guy. He didn't call back. I think I might need my gates replaced. You're hired.
Yeah.
Or at least fixed. What?
What's wrong with the gate?
The locks, they don't line up properly, and one of the gates doesn't even have a lock, so I don't know.
Oh, God, what a pain in the ass.
Yeah, so, all right, that's enough of this. I wanted to talk about other stuff, but the first 25 minutes were wasted with Zoom nonsense, so we're not going to...
Oh, wait, one more quick thing being there. That pool, that gate that you have going into the pool, that gate's working, it's lockable?
What are you, the fucking town inspector? We got the alarm.
Well, no, I'm just, this is food for thought. The day that you move,
you know, you're going to have to be code. And if the inspector wants to be an asshole, he can.
No, because when we bought it, as long as we have a pool alarm, which we bought, we just have to put it in, we're fine. The gate is not tall enough, but for code. But as long we bought the
trying to help with my expertise.
Yeah, your expertise. How about you fucking fix a gate with your expertise? That would be nice.
I'm bumping that. I'm throwing another 10% on that for the asshole charge.
Sure. How about with your expertise? How about with your expertise? You fix my two gates and you get rid of some trees. How about you do that with your expertise?
Yeah.
Hey, he knows how to do these things. Apparently.
Yeah. Although he's afraid of heights, so I better have like a Mr. Miyagi bonsai trees that I want Stupid to remove.
Well, believe me, it's going to almost have to take the lint out of the fucking vent up on the roof. I'm going to have to make sure my neighbor's outside.
I'm
such a pussy.
Have you ever?
I was trembling like a fucking kitten up there. And it happened at the old house, and I had to work. It took me about an hour to get there because I wasn't going to call Joanne because she moved the fucking ladder. You know, I go, I'll call Joanne. I didn't know, scratch that out. It's going to fucking happen.
I never met a lumberjack that's as scared of heights before, but okay.
Well, I'd be on the ground. I didn't have to go up on the trees. I cut them, they come down to me.
Yeah, but don't they usually... I thought sometimes you got to climb up and, like, take parts of the tops off and stuff.
Yeah. Just cut it, aim it, and you're okay. Now, if you're doing it residential, you got to do stuff like that. And I feel bad because my nephew Brian, Brian's like 63, 64, and he's got bad hips and stuff like that. He's still doing residential tree work. He could barely get out of the house. He has a guy, but I mean, I feel bad for the guy because it must be brutal. I mean, that shit's rough, and it's 64, and I mean, he's got bad hips, you know, and he still goes. I think he goes up at a bucket truck, but he doesn't climb anymore. But that's a bitch.
All right, let's take a break. On the break, we got new music from Gavin Fox with If I Could Survive. You can learn more about Gavin at fluttertone.com. And we have new music from L. Damien, DJ Combo, and DJ Nicholas with If You Save Me. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. When we come back, everybody wants to get in transgender kids' pants. There's nothing like getting the transgender kids' pants. The states are all up in it. We'll tell you about that. And some people want to get up in a...